This is a podcast from the BBC.
We're on breakfast this week in for Grimmy, so here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast from this morning. We review the amazing Harry and Meghan unofficial movie, So Bad It's My New Favourite Thing. Someone takes a risk to meet George Ezra at the biggest weekend in Swansea. Chris is in Italy tracking down a World Cup winning footballer. Do you unfollow famouses when they get in a relationship on Instagram because you're jealous? And two of Hollywood's biggest stars, Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin, with another round of playground insults. I don't have this person's name, but they say, do you guys still do the never happened feature with song lyrics? You know when you hear a lyric in a song and you're like, that never happened? Because Anne-Marie dancing on the hood in the middle of a wood on an old Mustang never happened. Never happened. One. Good morning, Chris Stark.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm at the Vatican.
Yes, you are at the Vatican. Why is that?
Well, so I'm on a mission out here in Rome. I'm here to try and complete my World Cup 2006 sticker album, which I know is a really odd one. So they've been sent to Rome, and the whole game is that I need to try and complete that.
Okay, right. So this is for BBC iPlayer, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so we're filming everything. I've been working on it the last couple of months, as you know. And now we're here to try and meet one of the players.
So you've got a sticker album, World Cup sticker album from, is it Germany 2006? And you've got all the stickers, but you still need six.
Yes, that's right. So we're in Italy today to hopefully try and meet Perotta.
Who's that?
that probably needs explained to you. So Perotta, I really want to get because he's a World Cup winner. So obviously he's like the Don. So I would really like to try and meet him today. He's somewhere in Rome. We haven't got all the information, but the big plan is we're going to find out more today, then hopefully go and meet him somewhere.
All right, so this is like you want closure and kind of finally complete your book before the World Cup this year starts, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So hopefully, tracking down the last six missing players and actually meet them, get their photo, put in the album and finish the album. That's your dream.
That's my dream. So unfortunately, that's why I'm not with you at the moment in the UK and I'm out here at the Vatican.
Okay, are you back tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm back tomorrow.
Where are you exactly at the moment then? Can you describe where you are?
So I'm in a little sort of studio. It's a boiling hot room. I believe the Pope's balcony is very, very close to here.
No way.
Yeah. And it's just me in a little room and there's some guys with cameras in here. And then also there's Carlo, who's like the man in charge.
Okay. What's Carlo's official title? Do you know?
I don't know. Carlo, do you have an official title?
Are
you
like producer.
News producer. Yeah, okay. It's like a news studio here.
All right, cool. How far are you away from the Pope's actual balcony that we see on TV? Like, if you opened the window now and shouted, Pope! Would he hear you?
I can try it. Carlo, please don't tell me off. But Pope! There's no reply or anything, but yeah, I believe I'm close.
Okay, so I hear that you might get chucked out of this studio at any time that you're in the Vatican.
Well, what they've warned me is if there's any kind of breaking news story, then I will be removed because they need to do the news from here. But I don't know what that news story is.
Oh, right, you're in a proper news studio. Hey, listen, in a minute, I've actually got three news stories making headlines in your area. Are we all right to check with Carlo if these stories would get you chucked out of your booth?
Yeah, the only thing I would say, Scott, is I don't want to muck around too much with Carlo. He's a nice guy, but it's kind of a firm but fair situation.
I understand that.
I'm not sure he likes us here.
Okay, that's fine. Is he there with you now?
He's literally stood next to me, yes. That was a bit awkward.
Okay. All right, I'll do the three headlines next and let's check with him.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here at Radio 1 Studios, and Chris is randomly in the Vatican today while he films something for the World Cup for BBC iPlayer. He's in a news studio right next to the Pope's balcony in the Vatican with a nice man called Carlo. Good morning, everyone there.
Yep. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, hello, Carlo.
Carlo, good say morning. Hello.
Yep. Yep. So I've got three stories here from Italian news. These are all happening in and around your area. If you could just ask Carlo, would this warrant getting you chucked out of the booth because it's breaking news, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And also, I should say, Carlo's been really quite firm about this. He keeps saying, if this new story happens, whatever it may be, then we will be leaving.
Okay, so story one, Italian photographers showcase top model chickens in new coffee table book. It's a new book for your coffee table by two Italian photographers designed solely to showcase the beauty of chickens.
Carlo, chickens on a coffee table, would that get me kicked out?
Relax, this won't kick you out.
Relax.
Of the studio.
Carlo says relax.
Okay, thanks, Carlo. Story two, Italian postman never rings once and hoards mail instead. Italian police have arrested a postman from the northern town of Vicenza after finding more than half a ton of undelivered mail stashed away in his garage, couldn't be bothered to deliver it.
Carlo, something about postman stashing mail.
We hardly receive snail mail today.
Yeah,
so it should be okay.
Carlo says it should be okay.
Okay, so Italian postman that couldn't be bothered to deliver the mail, that's fine. And finally, Italian man cleared of aubergine theft after 9-year legal battle. This is a man from Italy who's finally been acquitted of stealing an aubergine 9 years after being charged.
Carlo, is a man smuggling aubergines, is that the kind of thing that can get us booted out?
No.
Can you Carlo's say, warming to us, Scott.
Can you say relax again?
Carlo, can you just reassure everyone and just give us a big, like, hey, relax?
Relax, you're in Italy, so nothing is happening at the moment.
Amazing.
Scott Mills.
Glyn in Shropshire says, with the news of a manic Englishman trying to fulfil a childhood dream in the Vatican City and waking up the Pope by shouting, Pope, be breaking news. I'll check with Carlo in a minute. This morning, a chance to get to Big Weekend in Swansea on the Saturday and Sunday, but then you could throw it all away for a chance to meet George Ezra, who I've just seen is about to do, you know how they get celebrities to do the bedtime story on CBBC? George is doing one soon. Here's a clip.
Hello, I'm George, and my roadies and I are getting everything ready for tonight's big bedtime story performance. So make sure you come back and join me later.
Actual reading the story on CBBC. George Ezra, do you want to meet him? I will give you the song to listen out for at 7:30.
Scott Mills.
We've got two of the biggest stars in the world to sit in a room and just throw childish, silly insults at each other. It is Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin from the huge new movie Deadpool 2. You know, our playground insults get mad views online. All together, I've got it here. Hang on. Here we go. Almost 80 million views for Jennifer Lawrence versus Chris Pratt, Dwayne Johnson versus Kevin Hart, Will Smith and Margot Robbie, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, and Seth Rogen versus Chloe Grace Moretz. Already, there have been comments requesting a Ryan Reynolds playground insults for ages, which has got more than 5,000 likes online. We've got it for you. 8:10.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Good morning, James.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen. What's going on? Where are you? The A3, is it?
Yeah, currently pulled over on the A3 at a Texaco Cooperative garage.
Excellent. A really good detail there. What are you doing today?
I am delivering fresh and frozen food all the way from London to Cambridge.
What have you got in the back, mate?
I've got a load of frozen chips, frozen fish, crisps, Twixies, all sorts, really.
Okay. I like the detail. Randomly, Chris is in the Vatican today. He's filming something for the World Cup for BBC iPlayer, but he can speak to us, which is amazing. Isn't it technology great? Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. It sounds so much more classy when you say that I'm coming from the Vatican. Do you know what I mean? It's a more cultured me.
It really is. Where in reality, he's in a boiling hot studio with no air conditioning in a small room, a small pine room. Right.
Sweaty box.
It is a sweaty box. Right. Who do you normally choose on Bangers when you hear it?
Well, I steer more towards Chris, but recently you've been doing pretty well, Scott.
Okay, so this is dead simple. If you've not heard it before in the afternoon, we normally do it at 2:40. It's just the verses. I pick an amazing song. Chris also picks what he thinks is a brilliant banger. Then one of you lot come on and you decide what gets played next on Radio 1. James, here's what I've got for you today.
Chicks don't even know the name of my band, but they're all on me like they want
to. Done it there.
And I'd done it there, and I. D12.
All because I'm a lead singer of
with Eminem.
My band.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
I
good.
Like that one. That's a good choice.
It came to me, I'm not going to lie, yesterday afternoon when I was sat in the sun, I was like, that would be a good song. Okay, Chris, what have you got?
Yeah, the Vatican isn't feeling that, Scott. All right, I've got a right banger for you today. It's this. Come on.
No.
What tune? This is The Strokes, is Last Night.
What is it?
Oh.
You've never heard that song before, no?
No, not heard that one, Chris.
You've never heard The Strokes, Last Night?
No.
Okay, well,
rubbish.
Seems like an easy win then, doesn't it?
Well, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to go with Scott today because, Chris, you've literally not chose a banger at all there, have you?
I've not turned up, have I? Literally.
No, mate, no. You've gone to the Vatican and you've stayed there.
2-0 to me.
I don't know, dude. I think everybody's all jealous and... Because I'm like the lead singer of the band, dude. And I think everybody's got a freaking problem with me, dude. And they need to take it up with me after the show.
One. BT Rose and Camille, aka Birthday Girls, aka the best people to throw a house party on a podcast.
Birthday Girls House Party, woo!
It's not just a random house party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've thought about it. We've done some minimal preparation for this.
Yeah. Are we inviting people?
We're having guests.
Not just anyone. It's James Acaster.
It's woo! Comedy's James Acaster.
He's outside. I'm going to go get him now.
Hello, Camille. How are you?
Draw some water.
What?
No.
All you need to do is search Kench wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Kench.
You had me at Kench.
One.
These chicks don't even know the name of my band. But they all on me like they wanna hold hands.
Marshall.
Cause once I blow, I know that I'll be the man.
Yeah.
All because I'm the new sweet.
That sounded really good, but so many words that you can't on radio. So, yeah, D12 with Eminem and my... And
BBC Radio 1.
2-0 to me on bangers. More tomorrow, just after 7. It's Scott Mills on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Do you love George Ezra? Would you like to meet him in the actual flesh? 7:30, I've got the details of how you can get tickets for both days in Swansea at Biggest Weekend, or risk throwing those tickets away for a chance to upgrade and to meet George Ezra.
Scott Mills.
A lot of people listening right now have a whole day of GCSE exams ahead, like Keris. Morning.
Morning, but my name's Annie.
I'm so confused. Is that Keris there? Keris?
Hello?
Okay, sorry, got the wrong line. I'm the wrong person.
Okay.
Annie, I'll be with you in a second. Keris, where are you?
I am on my way to Milton Keynes to go to school.
Okay, lay it out. What have you got ahead with you today?
I have a biology exam at 1:30 and I feel like I'm going to cry.
You sound scared.
I am scared.
Have you revised?
Really, I have revised a bit. I mean, I feel kind of confident, but I revised loads last night and through the week I have been.
You have. Okay, cool. It's natural to be scared, but listen, I've got a selection of songs here, especially for you, which are played on the pan pipe, so it's like kind of being in a spa.
Oh.
And you can have what you want. So do you want to relax you before your biology exam? Do you want Shake It Off, Despacito, Uptown Funk, or See You Again?
I think I'm going to go with Uptown Funk all the way.
On the pan pipes. You sure that's relaxing enough?
I don't know, but it sounds good to me.
Okay. I thought it would be slower than this.
I did too, but I quite like
it. It's actually making me more stressed.
Sounds a bit like the Countdown song.
It does.
It really does.
That wasn't what I was expecting, I'm sorry, but I hope you feel more relaxed.
Yes, thank you, Radio 1. I feel more relaxed.
Excellent. Morning, Annie.
Morning.
Okay, so, sorry, I got the wrong person. What's your exams today?
Biology and French.
Two?
Yeah, oh, three, actually, but...
Oh, okay. Nervous but confident, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're in Hastings?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want Despacito, 4 or 5 seconds, See You Again, or Shake It Off? Or Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
I'm going to have to go Shake It Off.
Once again, it's quite up-tempo, Annie.
Yeah, but I need to get through the day.
This has gone wrong. It's not relaxing at all. Can we try Despacito? Can we try Despacito? Because I've just looked at my my Fitbit, and that's my heart rate's gone up.
Yeah, go on, try it. That's a little better.
Oh, yeah, see, I'm down to 86 now. That's good. Well, I'm not the one that's stressed, it's you.
Yeah.
How's that for you?
Nice and relaxing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You feel better? Thanks, Radio 1.
Thank you.
And in French? In French?
French?
Yes. Say thank you in French.
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. Merci.
You've got a French exam today.
Yeah, I'm not very good.
Oh, but you don't know thank you in French. Oh, I'm stressed now. All right, have a good day. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
I was obsessed last night with a film that was on featuring actors playing Harry and Meghan and the story of how they got together.
Kind of a well-known actress, after all. What is it you do?
I'm kind of the Prince of England.
Love. Steve, you've got more on the wedding coming up as well.
Rihanna and the Royal Wedding.
Scott Mills.
Someone just texted us saying, was that Gordon Ramsay as Prince Harry? Steve Holden, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, this film last night, I stayed up especially late to watch it. It was on the lesser-known channel Lifetime, and it's basically made-up people being Harry and Meghan and Prince William and...
The Queen.
And the Queen was amazing. The Queen in it looked like she'd been squashed. It was my favourite thing. I was all over Twitter and Instagram about it last night. There was a bedroom scene. How is that allowed? Like, can't they stop that? Also, there's an amazing bit where Harry goes to visit Meghan. She goes to Meghan's house, loads of paparazzi outside, and Meghan's mum opens the door, and Harry, for some reason, goes, Mrs. Meghan. Mrs. Meghan, I need to come in. Not her real name.
There's another bit where, apparently, I've not seen it yet, but apparently Meghan goes up to the Queen and says, have you seen The Crown? And the Queen says something like, I'm going to send you to the tower. That's a joke.
So, fully obsessed with this film featuring actors playing Harry and Meghan and the entire royal family and the supposed story of how they got together, even though we don't really know it because they've done it all in private. Here's the bit where Harry's late for a date with Meghan.
Hey, Meghan.
Hello. Yeah, I'm Harry. You look...
Thank you. I'm going to actually need you to hold off on the compliments until you have apologized for being 40 minutes late.
Was I? Sorry, I didn't realize.
Really? Can I just show you how this works? You see here this shorthand? That one is the hours and the long one is the minutes.
I've always wondered about that.
Have you?
In English boarding school education, it's highly overrated. I do apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I feel like I can let it go, considering you've agreed to meet me in such a lively setting.
Sorry about that, too. Okay. Just best if we're not seen together publicly for your sake.
Of course, I know. That's I mean, best. It would really hurt my street cred to be seen with a guy who can't tell time. I mean, I am kind of a well-known actress, after all. What is it you do?
I'm kind of the Prince of England.
Can we start saying Prince of England, please?
The Prince of England. It does sound like Gordon Ramsay a little bit.
Sounds like honestly. One of those... it just feels like some kind of late night film, the way they're talking. And then here's the minute that Prince William described the holiday that Harry has just taken Meghan on to try and woo her.
He Botswanaed her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move, but it's the first time he's ever taken a girl there so quickly.
He Botswanaed her.
Isn't there a lion in it as well?
There's a lion, yeah, and there's some elephants doing stuff.
He Botswanaed her.
What else have we got on the wedding?
Well, so no one has told Rihanna about the royal wedding. You know that she met Prince Harry a couple of years back.
Yeah.
They did like a public event together. And a reporter asked her whether she was being invited. So here we go.
Royal wedding is coming up. I know you met Harry in 2018. Will you be
so is that really coming up like soon or something?
It's in a week.
Oh, shoot. See, this is all... I need to stay on the internet more.
Is it coming up soon? Yes, it's a week away.
Do we think she's joking? Do you think she's just sassing the reporter?
No. Her actual face is a bit like, what is happening? And then she's a bit intrigued.
Why would you think I'm invited?
I don't know. You met him.
Okay, you met me. You think you're coming to my wedding?
Maybe.
Am I coming to yours?
I mean, you'll get the invite.
Oh, girl.
Definitely. It is true. I mean, she's met Prince Harry once. Oh, have you got an invite? Roasted by Rihanna.
Well, you would want to have Rihanna at your wedding, surely. Wow. Come on. That's a bit of stardust and magic and stuff.
Met you once. You can come.
Anyway, I need to talk to you very quickly about Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Okay, so we've got a game of playground insults with the two stars of Deadpool, Josh Brolin and Ryan Reynolds. 8:10, you can hear what happened.
Yeah, which is great because he's been doing all this promo. The best bit of promo he's done, obviously Playground Insults is the number one, but in Korea, he was on this show called King of Masked Singer. And it's basically like The Voice, but the singers sing behind masks so the judges can't see them. And he comes on, Ryan Reynolds, they don't know it's Ryan Reynolds. He comes on wearing a glittery cape and a unicorn mask.
But no one knows it's him.
No one knows it's him. And then he starts singing Tomorrow from the musical Annie. And he's pretty good.
Can I hear this? The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow, come what may.
And then there's a big reveal, is there?
Then there's a big reveal, and they go crazy. This is like One Direction had just reunited. Wait, here we go.
I love that he gets involved in every country he goes to.
Yeah, but he is kind of looking around going, what on earth is going on? Like, who are these people? But it is very funny.
We got Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin in a room together and we got them to hurl silly playground insults at each other. That's at 8:10.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's do it.
BBC Music presents
The Biggest Weekend.
Swansea, we're coming for you 26th and 27th of May. The tickets were gone in 35 minutes. This is the only way you can get them. Taylor Swift, Florence and the Machine, Shawn Mendes, Liam Payne. Here's someone that really wants to go. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. I know you're a massive fan of George Ezra.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen him?
3 times.
But you've never met the George Ezra, have you?
Never, but okay. I would love to.
You'd love to, right. Someone claims to have called 95 times because they would sell their soul to meet George Ezra, but they couldn't get through. The thirst for these big weekend tickets is ridiculous. Right, so you know what's going to happen. I'm going to give you a chance to get to both days of big weekend, but then a chance for you to give all that up to meet George. And you're a massive fan, so you might go for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Listen, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play you a very short clip, Taylor. All you've got to do is tell me the name of the artist. You'll have 5 seconds to give me an answer. If you give me a wrong answer or if you time out, then you will lose the weekend tickets. If you give me the right answer, you'll be offered the chance to risk it all and play for the opportunity to meet George, which means you'll be going to both Saturday and Sunday, and sometime during that weekend, you will meet George Ezra, OK?
Yep.
All right, listen to this, because I will only play you this once. Are you ready, Taylor?
Yeah.
Who is this?
How did it come down? Did it... Beyonce.
Beyonce is correct. Well done, Taylor. You, at the moment, are coming to Big Weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Happy about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Okay. Do you want to risk it all, though?
Yeah.
You do?
Go for it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You were pretty sure about that. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Okay, so you are now risking it all. You are either going to the entire weekend and meeting George Ezra, or you walk away with nothing. Once again, you're going to hear a really short clip and you just tell me the name of the artist. You're going to get 5 seconds to answer. I can only play you it once. For tickets to the whole weekend, and to meet George Ezra. You listening?
Yeah.
Who is this?
I don't want to try. Years and years.
Pardon?
Years and years.
Is correct! Taylor. We will see you at Biggest Weekend.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're going to meet George Ezra as well?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Thank you very much. Do you know who you're bringing with you?
My girlfriend, Kelly.
Nice. Okay, well, we'll see you and Kelly not this weekend, but next weekend, all right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well done.
BBC Music presents
The Biggest Weekend.
One, Scott Mills.
So, 500 people already have said, can we have a Playground Insults featuring Ryan Reynolds? Because he's like one of the hugest stars in Hollywood, and he appears with Josh Brolin in this new movie, which is going to be massive, Deadpool 2. A lot of people saying this film is even better than the first one. Good morning, Chris Stark.
Good morning.
So Chris is in the Vatican today filming something for BBC iPlayer to do with the World Cup. But you were here when this was filmed and recorded at Radio 1. Two of Hollywood's hugest stars sat in a small, dark room and just hurling stupid insults at each other. And it was quite hard, wasn't it, for Ryan Reynolds? Because he is one of the nicest men ever.
I think what we found with Playground Insults, it's a bit like when Will Smith did it. When they're really, really nice people, it's hard for them to get into that zone where they are willing to throw insults at another person. Ryan Reynolds is like the super nicest bloke ever.
Yeah. Josh Brolin was a bit more into it, slightly more aggressive. Now, this is the clean radio version, and all we can play you at 20 past 8 in the morning. You'll get the slightly ruder version on your timeline later if you follow Radio 1. So, we sat them down. The room is dark, and we asked them to do some Playground Insults. Josh Brolin and Ryan Reynolds off of Hollywood.
Josh.
Yes.
You are a muffin snuggling pirate puncher. Popeye puncher.
Here's my first insult. Ryan, that was really funny.
Okay, game on, Brolin.
Okay.
You're so old, you make dust look like a baby.
I'm trying to process that right
now.
You're tall, yeah. You're handsome, you have the perfect amount of scruff, and you still have no talent.
Wow. You're going to say that with a straight face to 1998's MTV Best Kiss nominee Ryan Reynolds? Go for it.
Okay, let's talk about the obvious thing. Green Lantern. End of career, and yet you're still going. Why? None of us can understand.
Okay, wow. You smell so bad.
Nah.
I can hear it. You know, when you're a drinking game, like when you come on screen.
Don't say drinking in front
Goonies.
Of me, please.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that was.
We talked about jail.
Your whole
before.
Team
no,
came
no, no.
around
literally,
me.
Literally, even
not
when
talk
you,
about drinking
even when
in front
you say
Josh.
The word, all I hear is yeah. ka-chunk. Yeah.
You're like so bad in Goonies that when you come on screen, people don't drink. They punch themselves for 5 straight minutes. He's actually
and
terrific
yet,
in Goonies. It's one
yet,
of my favorite movies.
You actually just felt guilty, didn't
I
you?
Did. I totally did.
You actually felt guilty. Which is okay, because it was still successful, as yeah. opposed to Green Lantern, which was just nothing, nothing, nothing.
Josh, what? I just, this is honest.
Do you know
this
I've never seen okay, but I've never seen Green Lantern.
Neither
so
have I.
So it's just from, you haven't either?
No, the editor
literally,
didn't even see it.
But,
should we stop now or let him carry on? It feels like we're on a bit of a roll. Do it.
Josh, what's your favorite color?
That's funny. Favorite color?
Mediocre?
I think that's it. Is that it?
I think so. Who's won?
You know what? There were a couple of moments that I think Ryan fully superseded my wit. But I think as a general primitive insulting guy, mm-hmm. I think I won.
Yeah, I feel genuinely hurt.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been the perfect Playground Insults for Deadpool 2.
So awesome. Good. Thank you, guys. Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Oh, bless Ryan Reynolds. He's He's too nice for this game, right?
He's too nice, but I think that gives you a good flavour of what the whole thing was like. Obviously, you can imagine it got slightly more extreme.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so intense, wasn't it?
Look out for the slightly ruder version later. You'll see it on your socials.
I hate this game so much.
I know you do.
So much.
You know why? Because you're Canadian.
Yep.
And Canadians are nice.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here at Radio 1. Chris is in the Vatican today. He's back tomorrow. It feels so weird saying that.
I know, it's like a new cultured me, this, isn't it?
It really is.
BBC Radio 1.
So you know Caroline Flack is now engaged to Andrew Brady, the guy from The Apprentice and Big Brother? One of my friends fell in love with him so much when he was on that show, Big Brother, that he has now had to unfollow Andrew and Caroline on Instagram because he feels, like, ridiculously jealous that Caroline is now with Andrew. And obviously their Instas are full up of them being all loved up or on a holiday in a pool together, looking happy. And my mate just can't handle it. Is being jealous about a situation you're not at all remotely involved in weird? Have you had to unfollow a celebrity because you thought you might have had a chance with them and now they're in a happy relationship and you can't bear it and you've pressed unfollow? Let me know on 81199. I think this is more common than we think.
Scott Mills.
This is way more common than I thought. So James from Cardiff deleted Twitter after 25 hours of having it because Frankie from the Saturdays wouldn't message back.
That's ridiculous.
When Ed Sheeran got engaged, I stopped following on all social media and stopped listening to his albums. Cherries are also now banned from my house. That's Heartbroken Holly from Hartford. This is not real.
Do you know what, Pete? When I kind of do this with Facebook. If I see that people have got married, I get rid of them. It's a bit like letting them go. It's like they've moved on, so must I. But you're talking more of a jealousy thing, aren't you?
Yeah, with celebrities. Like this person, when they found out that Olly Murs was dating, then it was all over Instagram. And they were like, no, bye, sorry. I can't deal with it. Aaron was seriously in love with Sophie Turner. And when she got with Joe Jonas, got seriously annoyed and upset. Didn't unfollow her from social media, but this is really weird. Aaron, have a word. He says, whenever I saw pictures of them together in the paper or magazine, I tore the page up in jealousy. Okay then.
Scott Mills.
So Caroline Flack is engaged to Andrew Brady, the guy from The Apprentice and Big Brother. My friend is so jealous that he has unfollowed Andrew and Caroline on all social media. Ridiculous, you might think. So many people are in touch with the same. Hi, Jess. Jess? I can hear a ticking. Jess? Okay, I'm going to go to Neve instead. Hello, Neve. Are you there? Okay, good.
This is going well.
It's going really well, isn't it? Have we turned something off on the phones? I don't think they can hear me.
You're going to have to blow down the phone.
Hello. No, not happening. I've got some more here. I get insanely jealous of anyone that goes to Amsterdam. I will shamelessly delete them off Facebook and unfollow on Insta. I've had to let go of at least 6 people so far. That's from Aofi in Sheffield.
Hey, Scott, your friend who's really jealous of the Andrew Brady situation, what's he going to do if the marriage sadly does fall through? Will he refollow?
Absolutely, yes. We've already had that conversation. This person with Joel Dommett was so obsessed with his Instagram, went to see him on tour, seriously thought that he would fall in love with me if I met him. Then he met his beautiful girlfriend. Bye-bye! I'm not following you anymore.
Scott Mills.
Okay, this is getting weird now. Sorry for calling you weird, Rachel from Shropshire, but she says there's a famous dog on Instagram called LeBouton, who hugs everyone he meets. And Rachel went all the way to New York and waited for hours to try and meet him, but was unsuccessful. Now has had to unfollow LeBouton the dog because was too upsetting to see him hugging other people on Instagram. Wow. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I've blown down the Radio 1 phones and waved them in the air, so let's see if they work, shall we?
Okay.
Morning, Jess.
Hello.
Hello. So who did you have to unfollow?
Radio 1's very own Greg James, unfortunately.
Radio 1's Greg James, why?
Well, he did his Three Peaks Challenge thing, and he'd alluded to a girlfriend in these Insta stories, and I kind of ignored it. And then he put up a post saying how much he'd got as like his earnings or whatever. And then he put like his girlfriend in the you know what I mean?
I do.
His girlfriend was in the background, and he was like, "Oh, thanks to blah blah blah, and my beautiful girlfriend." And I was like, "That's it." My heart just sank. I had to unfollow. It was too painful.
So you don't follow Greg anymore?
Nope.
Bye.
No, that's it.
Do you know, look, we've got a few of these, like Sarah is saying the same, and a girl called Georgia, and Greg won't even realise this, but like, there's been a few unfollows there.
And I did send him a few messages, like when he did the Three Peaks and he was really struggling, and I sent a message saying, look, I did it years ago, you'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. I'm actually married, but my husband isn't on social media, so I managed to kind of get away with it.
Okay. Oh, you're married? Okay, good.
On social media.
Yeah. Just can't follow Greg anymore. Can't deal with the girlfriend references. It's too painful, Scott.
Okay. Hello, Niamh.
Hello.
Okay, who was your one?
So I am hopelessly in love with Jake Bugg.
Jake Bugg.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Completely. So okay. We're both from Nottingham. So I've like followed his journey and. I feel like I've sort of grown up with him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he kept it really low key for ages, and then all of a sudden he was dating this model, and I'm like, well, clearly can't compete there, can I? So I had to all follow her on Instagram, and there's loads of fan accounts as well, and all they post is them too. I had to unfollow all of them too.
Do you feel a bit or not?
I feel like, I don't know, because whenever I see him live, I feel like we've got a bit of a connection, and I just kind of hope that he notices me one day.
Oh, but now model girlfriend.
But model girlfriend.
Annoying!
Scott Mills.
Yes! Good morning, it's Scott in for Grimmy this week. Clara's with you at 10 this morning. We're getting a lot of messages about this as well. The body coach. This person says, my beautiful, beautiful crush, the body coach on Instagram, has had a secret girlfriend the whole time I've been following him. Then, announced on Instagram this week they're having a baby. I felt sick.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hope you're good this morning. It's Scott here at Radio 1. And Chris is in Italy this morning. Good morning.
I'm so, just at the Vatican. Ridiculous.
You are. You're just casually at the Vatican, really near the Pope's balcony.
Mm.
So, Chris is on a mission. He has got his hands on a World Cup sticker book, and it's from Germany 2006, and it's got all the stickers in it except for six. So, he's filming this for BBC iPlayer. He's on this mission to complete the book before this year's World Cup starts. So what you're doing is you're attempting to track down the six missing players, meet them, have a photo, and then stick it in the album and finish the unfinished album, right? The sticker book.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's just become a personal mission of mine because you never complete these things and it's frustrating and I think it's sad. So I think if we're going to complete it, this is the ultimate way to go about it.
I mean, it seems pretty extreme, but I guess you've got to go to where they are, right? Which is Rome.
Well, that's it. The only thing is, I haven't got all the details because obviously we've been doing the show this morning and all the guys that I'm with keep, because I'm in this little box next to the Vatican, a sort of tiny little news studio, and all the guys on our team just keep flapping. They keep sort of leaving me and then they come back and say, yep, we think we can have some time with him later today. I'm not fully across all the details of how we're going to go about getting Perotta, who is one of the players that I need to get. He's
right.
A missing sticker. He's a World Cup winner, so I really, really want to meet him today. I'm just not quite sure how.
Obviously don't know this, but like, when did he win and who for?
He won the World Cup with Italy. We can go. Yeah, I'm so confused with the time difference as well, Scott, because it's like 10... it's 10 past 10, right? Why is the show on?
It's 9 minutes past 12. Oh, this is you not understanding time zones again, isn't it? You're an hour ahead.
Scott, I'm going to have to go. They're saying I've got to leave right now.
Why?
We've got him.
Have you got him?
It looks like we've got Perotta. Yeah.
Yes!
I They were saying earlier that the traffic in Rome is particularly awful.
It is. Okay.
All right, then. I don't know. Do I ask your permission?
Fine.
Can I go?
No, you... Right. Don't finish the show.
I worry I'm going to get in trouble.
Just be here tomorrow morning at 6:30, all fine. You go and find your football hero.
No, I can tell
you're
annoyed.
No, it's all good.
No, I can tell you're annoyed. Do you mind if I go?
You go and find Mr. Perotta and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
Scott Mills.
So, you may have seen this last night if you follow me. I tuned into Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance, which was on in America on Sunday night and was on here on the Lifetime channel last night, so that's how I spent my evening. It was a dramatisation of Harry and Meghan's love story. Now, these films are known on Lifetime for being super cheesy, but it wasn't as bad as I expected. The actress that plays Meghan looked pretty much exactly like her. The Harry guy wasn't that bad. Whoever casted Kate Middleton, someone at Lifetime really doesn't like her. And the Prince William guy looks about 50 years older than Prince William. He's closer to Philip. And also, Kate and William seem so cold during the whole thing. Obviously, the writers took creative license with the film. It's nothing official. It wasn't kind of sanctioned biography or anything. So the writers could... they could have their way with the facts, including how close Harry and Meghan are, and one of their early dates, which was a vacation in Botswana. Now, these films, these Lifetime movies, always get panned on Twitter, but it's so funny seeing some of the comments. Now, I was watching along and tweeting along with it last night, and on social media yesterday evening, I asked you, if you were watching it, to do a Gogglebox and just do a little video of you watching it and your comments. Here's the trailer for the film.
Hi there.
Hey. So, what is it you do?
I'm, kind of the Prince of England. There goes my
heartbeat. I've been on a lot of blind dates. Pretty much all of them bad.
Well, let's see if we can break that streak. And I'd climb every mountain. I want to take you someplace special. And swim every
ocean. What's he like?
That's the thing, he's amazing.
Oh, it was so great. I was obsessed. Here's fake Prince William, 50 years older than the actual one, saying about their vacation.
He Botswana'd her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move, but it's the first time he's ever taken a girl there so quickly. Apparently, she's an actress.
And he says he doesn't like publicity.
And she's American.
Oh, no. They're so loud.
There they are on holiday, having a great time in Botswana. Because he did a classic, Harry.
He Botswana'd her.
Yep. So I asked you to do some Gogglebox style reviews, and this is what you sent back to me.
What is this? The worst acting in history.
Not the worst.
Ever. I know some of this is made up, and they wrote a lot of it they didn't know, but this part has got to be true, innit? She ran into a private airport and stopped a plane.
Wow, this film is really breaking female sassy stereotypes, one scene at a time.
Shh. Diana's funeral.
Great. Oh, and now they're bringing up Diana's funeral. Wonderful.
It's my boyfriend, the prince is my boyfriend. Totally true, totally believable. I rolled so hard, my eye is stuck in the back of my head.
That's true. There was a great scene where Meghan runs into a private airport and goes, "But stop the plane. He's my boyfriend. He's the Prince of England." So cringe, it's amazing.
Scott Mills.
So Chris Stark is in Italy today, tracking down his World Cup heroes. It's a thing before the new World Cup starts, which you're going to see soon on BBC iPlayer. Chris has got a sticker book from Germany 2006, yeah. And all the stickers are in there, apart from the six missing. So he's tracking down the six missing players. He's going to meet them, or try to, get a photo and stick them in the album to complete it. So the six players missing. Today, Chris's search has taken him to Italy to meet a World Cup winner called Perotta, who lives in Italy. He didn't fancy coming to you then, no, Chris?
Yeah, well, basically, I'm on my way to try and get hold of Simone Perrotta, who won the World Cup for Italy in 2006. It's all a bit manic because we were meant to be there for the time difference. I can't deal with it.
It's only an hour.
11 o'clock. 11 o'clock my time, which is 10 o'clock where you are.
Correct.
And he said he's available if we can get there for 11 o'clock. But we don't seem to be anywhere near. Anyway, all good.
So you're
I'm hoping that we can get hold of him.
Rome traffic is famously bad.
It is, but this taxi driver is getting through it at quite a rate, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Like he's, it's almost like his own mission.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're in some kind of game?
Yeah, it feels like Mario Kart right now.
Okay, so the tax driver is where? Are you next to him or are you behind him?
So I'm behind the taxi driver. We've done some small talk already. And his name is Sylvia? Is it Sylvia?
Sylvia?
In the UK, is a woman's name. Oh.
Silvio.
Oh, Silvio. Sorry. There we are. Yeah, that's
got one. Wow, you're so
Silvio.
Good abroad. So good.
Yeah. So Silvio is trying to drive us there. He's confident that we can still get there in time, but according to Google Maps, I can't see how that's possible. So
okay.
Do you want
some more small talk to say to Sylvia while you're in the back of his cab?
What are you thinking?
I've got some phrases which will help you out. It's kind of basic Italian, but I think it'll break the ice a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, my Italian is non-existent, so I'm more than happy to give that a go. You are like a travel agent. You are useful in these situations.
I was texting you last night going, oh, no, don't go out near the Vatican. It's like Leicester Square in London. Everything's overpriced and a bit rubbish.
Yeah. All your travel advice. What do you want me to say?
Okay, I've got them here, actually. Here's phrase one.
Mi dispiace. Ho scorreggiato.
Got that?
Can you go again?
Mi dispiace, ho scorreggiato.
Mi dispiace, ho scorreggiato.
Silvio, mi scorpiace.
No, mi dispiace.
Mi dispiace.
Ho scorreggiato.
Ho scorreggiato. He doesn't look mad happy about that. What have you just got me to say?
I'm sorry, I've just farted.
Okay, fine. In Sugar.
Phrase two.
È molto maleodorante.
That.
È molto maleodorante.
È molto maleodorante.
Silvio. È molto. Give me an echo tag repetition.
È molto maleodorante.
È molto maleodorante.
È molto maleodorante.
God.
It's
very smelly.
It's kind of just the Italian,
okay.
You know, as it goes.
Okay, here's one more.
Ti darò un consiglio di 100 euro.
Wow. Ti darò are you ready? Ti darò un consiglio di 100 euro.
Break it down.
To diare. Di 100 euro.
Di 100 euro.
That's it.
To the early di 100 euro?
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking to one of our team now. I don't think he's happy.
That's. I will give you a tip of 100 euros. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6:30, all right?
Oh, cheers, mate.
Good luck with your search and your really bad Italian.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow when you wake up from 6:30 in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.